This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Well, we said we'd be back. And we shouldn't have taken as long as we've taken, but
no.
It's back. Business Marriage. It's back, baby! Still got the moves.
I feel it already. I'm back, guys, I'm back!
Wow, thank God they all say. Here with the tagline.
Hey, friend!
Hey, friend!
Oh my God, James, we're back!
We're back. What are you doing? You can't see
my dry hands.
Oh, your hands are so crusty. Strong star.
Dead skin just
if that was Sam, if you're editing this, can you do a slow mo of the dead skin just floating out?
You know what? I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were like, "Oh my god, my hands are so dry, like I'm an old man." And I was like, "It's not just me." Anyway,
well, I'm so glad we're back. I bet people have really missed this. We're back, everybody.
I mean, I kind of feel ashamed.
You should feel ashamed.
I feel ashamed because I think we've got a lot of grovelling today. I've got to be honest.
It's a shame.
You know, when we decided to take a break in August because of the summer holiday. We thought it was just going to be for the summer holiday.
6 weeks.
And then it just never came back.
6 weeks became 6 months.
But
pretty much.
Guys, please forgive us because it's never that we never really wanted to do it. That's the crazy thing. Like, we love this show.
Yeah.
We have so many people asking us, where is it?
Well, I've got highlights, and this is our excuses in no particular order. Summer holiday, new staff, never any recruitment, new offerings, shit clients. Oh, and a house move.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. It's been
You'll either find an excuse or you'll find a way if you're like a Tony Robbins style fan, but we just found an excuse.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
I think we should say right now. I think we should make an oath.
Okay.
Repeat after me.
What hand do I use?
I don't know.
Left, heart.
That's fine. I'm just looking at your boobs now. Oh, we're back, everybody!
Pathetic.
Repeat after me. I, Hayley Appleby.
I, Hayley Appleby, Bert.
Forgot your name then. Do solemnly swear.
That.
Business marriage. Is a priority.
I will not.
Allow. Client projects. That I guesstimate are going to take 4 weeks and end up taking me about 16 weeks.
Yeah, that.
I will not let that get in the way of bringing people amazing content. About life. Business. And my variety of dead skin issues.
Of which I do have a lot. Okay.
She's back. She does solemnly swear.
And James?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Not sure if this... Okay, go.
I, James Burt. Will never do. What I tell all my clients not to do. When they launch a podcast.
Yep.
If you're going to do a season, that's fine.
Yep, it's fine.
But don't leave it for six months. And I haven't forgotten. That a few episodes way back. I had made a promise.
No one cares about this.
That I would dance.
In glittery hot pants.
And I will do it as an apology. For our Instagram. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Done.
The mugs are back. Still going strong.
Cheers.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. Chaz.
You got the shakes. You're so nervous you got the shakes. Are you secretly drinking or something? It's just your dead skin weighing down one hand and then the other. Anyway, guys, wow. So we've been away. Hopefully you guys will potentially resonate with this. If you're listening to the audio.
Oh, they're just like wasters.
Yeah, wasters. If you're listening to this, then obviously you won't know any different. But if you're watching on YouTube, by the way, if you're listening but you think you'd like to watch as well, you can click the link in the show notes and then you can go and watch.
Great plug, James. Great plug.
And if you're watching, you can click the link in the description and you can listen. Oh!
Oh my God, there's so many sensory
circular
overload.
Viral somewhat.
Oh, God, I hate you sometimes.
It's called circular virology.
Oh, shut up.
What do we do?
No one cares.
People do care.
No, they don't. This is so dull. Move on.
If you care, just...
They've waited 6 months for this.
DM the word circular virology.
Oh, God.
To Instagram.
Oh, this is what I remember.
And you can... Is that what you remember? Really? Because what I remember...
God, no.
Is that... No,
no,
we'll get rid
we're
of
not
these
doing
jingles.
That. I love that jingle, though.
Yes.
It annoys me.
So, what was I talking about?
I mean, I'm bored, you're bored, you're
Fine.
Bored.
You are.
I actually don't know.
So what's happened in the last 6 months? Because maybe you guys can resonate at home. If you've got businesses, kids, marriages, things that you're trying to get done in life, maybe you can resonate.
It's been crazy.
Don't excuse it. So, don't excuse it, but resonate with it, maybe.
We've had some full-on dramas, haven't we? Which we're not going to go into.
A couple of them we will not talk
That's
about.
That's just a side note. So it started with, you know, just summer.
When you actually go back over the last...
We're not even going to go there.
Yeah.
But when we started, it was summer holidays. So we had a few holidays planned. We went away with our friends to... I can't even remember. That's how bad. Like, we went to Dorset. Had a week away.
Went down Lyme.
I say Lyme. He gets so annoyed.
So annoying.
Instead of saying Lyme Regis, I say Lyme. And he's like,
she
so
just shortens
angry.
Things that don't need shortening. Like, Lyme Regis doesn't take that much time. You can't just say the whole word.
Going down Lyme. Anyway.
Hate it.
So we had holidays.
What did you do the other day?
Fun.
You come up with one the other day.
Oh,
and I was
I don't
like,
know.
Absolutely.
Deck? We're going to get rid of the deck. Take the decks down. And you were like, no.
Decoration, yes.
No.
Should we take the decks down today? I went, absolutely, get out of my house if you're going to talk about that.
So we had holidays planned. Then we had another holiday. We went to Wharton on the Naze.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Dorset and Wharton. Double holiday.
Glamorous.
Who the fuck do these people think they are? Ballers.
Yeah, just loads of stuff going on. So we were like, let's just take the pressure off. And then, of course, when we went back to work we were working sort of throughout the summer around Louis. And, I mean, George was still at nursery.
I don't think we'd never stopped working, did we?
No. Honestly... The autumn was just a complete... If you run your own business and you're in... I mean, me and James are at slightly different stages. As you know, I'm pretty much a one-man band, although things have changed.
Great cliffhanger.
It's a bit like feast and famine. I can go from being like having no clients in a way because I've finished my projects. And then I'm like, oh, when's the next one? And then all of a sudden, it's like this wave of just all these people land on my lap, which is fantastic.
I'd love to land on your lap.
Into a bit of a... I'm just like a workhorse.
I love it when you're a workhorse.
Shut up.
This is what people want. This is what they want.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Anyway, so it was just full on working. And then I made all of those mistakes. Overcommitting. I do obviously design, graphic design, website design.
Oh, fuck it. Here she goes.
And you don't know, it's orangelamb.co.uk. Anyway, but... I'm very specific on the kind of platforms that I use.
Oh, guys,
I use them.
They're all brilliant platforms, guys, for getting your message out. If you really want to stand out in your field, if you're somebody who wants to go from good to great in terms of your branding, please feel free to get hold of orangelamb.co.uk. We don't know whether you should be able to take on the work, though, depending if she's in the middle of a feast or a famine. But yeah, go to orangelamb.co.uk. If you want to get in direct contact,
I'll always say yeah.
Oh, yeah, she'll always say yeah.
I'll always say yeah.
You're a workhorse. Go on, you're a workhorse. Go on, then.
Anyway. I forgot what I was saying there. I actually have forgotten.
Workhorse Hayley.
I think that's part of my
Could you make me
menopause.
A graphic, which is your head on the body of a child?
Anyway, boring
Someone
story.
Someone in the office, please make that for me.
A lesson in business. Stick to what you believe in.
Hold tight, Tony Robbins.
No, but like I have values of why I use certain platforms that I work on because... I see so many people use these sort of like Fandango website platforms. They get left from their designer and then they can't work it. And then it's overly expensive to run or overly expensive to update. And then I went completely against it all and ended up in just what I would call just a few months of just feeling so stressed, learning new platforms, realizing that actually they didn't do what I'm used to anyway. So a lot of learnings and it was just full on. But good in a good way because... Yeah, it makes you reevaluate. Mm-hmm. Can you tap your screens? I can't see what we were talking about. And then amongst all that, the new staff. So,
Hayley's recruitment journey. Oh, this
so,
is.
I mean, the recruitment journey that lasted all of about 10 days.
Oh.
So, as we know, James has got his office. He's got a team, and I'm a bit like, oh, it's just me. And I was like, no, I've got to a point. I know I need someone else to come in and help me with. just like take some of the, you know, like the workload really of the design.
Take it off the workhorse.
And again, as a small business owner, it's that kind of thing. Do I have the money in the business to bring someone in full time on a salary? Maybe not. Or I could look at maybe a freelance. So then I looked at freelancers in the UK, but it just wasn't quite working. And then someone had said to me, why don't you go on this website?
You did have a freelance in the UK, didn't you?
Yeah, that was more for some like admin-y stuff. Yeah. But
that sort of worked to an extent, didn't it? But it wasn't taking as much work off your plate as you needed.
So someone had recommended like go and look overseas. So I was looking in the Philippines, some great applicants. So I put a job advert out there, had some great applicants, got them to do like a little test.
About
so I could really like see them.
500 people applied for the job, didn't
they? Then I interviewed a few. There was a couple that just came on and didn't have a webcam. And I was like, yeah, no, straight away, you are gone. Anyway, I found someone and I really liked her, really connected with her. She was super happy to be like taking the role. And I was like, this is fantastic.
Almost too good to be true.
Almost too good to be true. Now, one thing that was good...
All the glitters is not gold.
...is that it forced me to put in some processes in place and some workflows, courtesy of my friend Siobhan Mears, who's always in my ear about that. She does business strategy.
Mears in your ears. Why shouldn't
Mears
I use that as a tagline?
I know. Yeah, I'm going to have to tell her about that. And
worst
so,
tagline
so
ever.
That was good. And then I was basically having to sort of like onboard her, tell her about the clients we work with, show her how I do some of the designs for like the socials and basically manage her and
that also,
give her work.
Like, I know we're sort of joking about it, but that is a big step. When you go from one to two of anything in business, I think that's the hardest thing because you're used to doing it by yourself.
Yep.
The knowledge in your world can just sit in your head.
Yep.
Like, no one else needs to know about
it. My crazy brain.
Yeah, but also,
it's true, though. It's like...
But you live in sort of like organised chaos. Like, I walk into your office and there's half of a fucking rainforest of paper everywhere.
No, it's so
like
bad.
My absolute idea of hell. But you love writing stuff down. You've got notes, you've got piles.
I print
then
stuff.
Once you've got
so
like a certain big
school.
Pile, then you fold another piece of dead tree around the other bits of dead tree to like
to
signify
fair.
You've segmented. That
to be
stuff.
Fair, if anyone's listening and gives a shit, if anyone has got any tips for that, because I am a nightmare. Like, I have to print stuff out. I have to see things physically, like there. Anyway, so I was onboarding her. And then I think we got to, like, day three. And I didn't really know when she was working. We sort of...
day three. Got to day three.
Flexible in, like, you know, as long as you work this many hours between these times, I'm not really minding. But then... I started working out that the time that she was starting meant that she must be working till like 2-3 in the morning. And I'm like, this just isn't right. And then I think
with a lot of
like
overseas workers, they'll say, do you want me to work on your time zone or not?
Like,
and
I don't care.
In your space, it doesn't work.
But,
yeah,
just anyone working until 2 in the morning is just not normal.
Probably not a high performance, unless you're
Then we got to day 5 and I've had an emergency. Was it a flood or something had happened? Can I get paid early? And I was like...
It was a hospital first.
Was it a hospital?
There was a migraine.
An emergency or something.
I'm sure there's
can
a
I
migraine.
Get paid early? And I was like, this smells of bullshit. And I just said,
no, it was the early payment was like the third thing. My child's ill.
Oh, okay.
I've got to go to hospital. You're like, okay. Then it was like, oh, I'm sorry. I've got to go to a hospital appointment.
Yeah. Then it was, I've had a flood or something.
Then there's a flood.
Get paid early? And I was like,
there was a storm, so the internet hadn't worked.
I was
which
like,
does
I really can't. I really can't pay you until like the agreed time. Yeah. Then it was like, oh, my internet's all crashed. Like we was on a Zoom call and the whole thing just crashed for like an hour. And I was like, right. And then
which does
one
happen.
Day I was like, right, can we jump on and have a chat? She's like, oh, I'm actually not feeling well today. And I was like, oh, okay, was you going to tell me that you wasn't feeling well or do you want to just take the day off? And then I was like, this is not feeling good.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
So, well, the straw that broke the camel's back was just like, what the fuck? This is not helpful.
But there was the one message that she sent, which was, I'm really sorry that I need to ask for the salary early. It's just that my cancer treatment is really expensive.
She basically then
which is not
said,
funny.
Well, no, to be fair, I actually said to her beforehand, I said, look.
Have you got cancer?
No, I didn't say that. I said,
you
I'm really sorry.
Can't say that in a recruitment process.
No, you can't say that. I said, I'm really sorry, but this just isn't working. I was like, I need someone who's like really committed and, you know, it's just, yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. And then she wrote back.
You had said for a couple of days, you're like, how do I get? And I'm like, look, you just need to get her to check in and check out.
And that's it. We had Trello. We had Slack. I was like telling her, please, can you check in, check out? And I was like, this is stressful. Anyway, so I just thought, do you know what? I can't waste any more time. You know, when you just know. So I said, look, I'm really sorry, but it's just not working. I'm going to have to let you go.
I'll pay you
for the day you had sick, and I'll pay you for the extra day that you're not going to work. So I gave her like 2 extra days. And then she came back and she said, oh, I'm so gutted. I absolutely loved it, this job. Please, can you reconsider? I didn't tell you, but I've actually got cancer. And I was like, look, that's awful. And obviously, that's a horrible thing for anyone to go through, but really cold. But I've got to think of the business. And that's that.
Jesus, I felt
a bit mean. But I was like, and then I spoke to someone else and they were like, I had exactly the same thing happen. And then I thought, well, let's not give up. I had a few other really good like website designers and stuff like that. So I thought, well, let's see if I can bring them in on a project. So I sent, there was 2 separate ones. Now, these are both the people that I never saw on a web camera, which was a bit weird. And then considering what they do and their profession, like, why would you not have a webcam? So I sent them both a quote and they both come back saying that there was a big festival out there, so they might take a while to get back. And I was like, that's fine. But when they came back at different times, their quotes were absolutely identical apart from the price, like as in the way it had been written.
Yeah, the whole
it
email.
Was so
yeah, yeah.
bizarre. And I was like, is this just like one big company?
That's what you do get overseas. You get a lot in the Far East and you get a lot in India.
Me right off. And I was like, fuck this. So I employed someone for about 10 days and then was like,
They only worked 6 of the 10 days.
But the weird thing, if you believe in the universe, is that on the day that I was taking on my new team member, there's a guy that I went to school with who is a absolute amazing, like, senior graphic designer for like a big London agency. Like, he's went to university, you know, he's
super talented.
So like my talent is here and his is up here. No, but in like we've got like different skill sets and he's just amazing. The day I was taking on my new staff member, something said to me, I'll reach out and see how he is. So I messaged him. And he told me he'd been made redundant.
Score!
And I was like, but I remember saying to you, how weird. Like,
great.
Is that the universe saying to me, like, oh, I should work with him? Anyway, of course, then I went down my journey.
So the universe, she got rid of the cancer patient and now someone else has been kicked out of their
job.
Now,
lucky I've Hayley. Got someone that now is working with me who is absolutely frigging epic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say names just for any reasons right now, but all will be revealed. But he's amazing. And it's like having someone, it's like taking me, and this is another lesson, I guess, as a business owner, that I had to go on that journey because I was always like, should I not? And I'm not saying that like overseas freelance is not the way to go, because I know people that do it and it's fantastic. Mm. But you have to be in that position of, you are going to be micromanaging. You are going to have to really drive that forward with that person, really put in those like processes, really.
You were
like,
trying to do that, to be fair. You just picked badly. Yeah.
And also, like, when you're paying a certain caliber, you might be getting a certain
level of work.
Whereas now I'm in this situation where I'm like, well, actually, this person is so epic that actually the work I can take on, I might be able to take on more work. And a higher level of work. Yeah. Does that make sense? So, yeah, I might be paying more, but actually, in the long run,
you can bring in
more. It brings in more. Yeah, so yeah. It's been amazing. It's just been I went away for a 2-day like business retreat with some of the ladies that I met through a business program that we were on. Now we're like really good friends. And it was just so good to have like 2 days of going, right, actually, right now, I'm in a world of shit. I've over-delivered. I've over-committed. I've made mistakes, but in a good way. And now, the new year, I'm like positive that I'm putting in good changes.
The good thing about...
changes. Sorry, nice. I love a little sing-song.
The good thing about your fuck-ups is that it doesn't actually...
Wow.
It doesn't actually damage anybody apart from you.
Thanks like, for that, James.
Like, no, but
no,
you're...
No, it's really, really supportive.
No, but you're, what I'm about
That's
to get
to... That's the great thing with your fuck-ups, because it only affects you. What thing to say?
Because what I was going to say, little advert for you, if you just shut up, I forgot how much of a gobshite you are,
yeah, is that your
clients would never know.
Well, so they wouldn't know.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Mm. So your fuck-ups haven't actually... The reason why you've got... You do no marketing. You do no promotion. All of your work, we said, lands on my lap. It doesn't land on your lap accidentally. It's because you get great word of mouth recommendation. Because despite
the fact, legend,
you're a dick. You have two ears and one mouth. Use it in that ratio, as my dad used to tell me. But you've had the challenges internally, but no one outside knows, if that makes sense. Yeah. So you've still
100%
delivered.
100%. Over-delivered.
You over-delivered and over-committed.
Yeah.
What most people do is they over-promise and under-deliver. You over-promise and still over-deliver
and
somehow.
And also, again, especially when
you're a small... end up in your untimely and early death because you're so stressed out. But other than that,
no, but
sure.
Also, that's the thing. When you are a small business and there's only a certain amount of hours in a day around kids, etc., like when you do overcommit and you go down paths where you shouldn't have gone, like I've probably completely lost money on projects. It's probably cost me to do them. Does that make sense? So it was a learning. But, you know,
but
it's funny because
also...
then you've had things on your side where you're learning about that real importance of installing culture and the sort of like, I guess, giving more responsibility to your team. But also we were talking, and this is not in a disrespect way, and this is what's hard with, I think, team members, and I hear it from lots of people I know who run their own businesses, is that is it rare, but finding the people that are going to be as passionate as you are
No one cares as much as you do.
It's difficult, isn't it?
But you do occasionally find like a gem
who cares a lot. Hold them and squeeze them. Yeah. That's what I'm a bit like with my mate now. I'm just going to suffocate him.
Suffocate him with business
and
love.
No, but I am. It's almost like, it's weird. It's like, I need to bring him money for like our living and that. I'm aware. But I'm also like, I need to bring him money for him now because I want him to stay.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I think sometimes, I remember James Sinclair said this to me. He said that... He said he's never not recruiting. He said, if I find someone amazing, I'll just find a role for them.
Yeah.
And when you're at sort of the stage of business that me and you're at, you're like, well, how are you going to do that? How do you cash flow? Like he's at a different level entirely. But you do, once you, and I promise you this will happen, once you start to outsource to one person or you start to relinquish control a little bit, you will see someone who's like, oh my God, well, they're amazing at video, or they can bring someone else in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you might freelance it for a bit, but you will start, your mind just starts thinking a little bit bigger.
I'm already thinking bigger. No, I am though as well. And it's like, yeah, well, like we've taken on a really big project and it's been fantastic. So I can just like go, here, this is what I need. And what I also love is that we both respect each other and we know that we both bring different things to the table. So it's great. I'm loving it.
Are you talking about your pal?
Yeah, I'm
not
talking
me
about
and
you.
No respect here, is there? I'm just Hayley's little bitch boy. But I quite like it.
But yeah, you've had a bit of a... I mean, we don't want to personally slag people off. It's boring. But no, don't. You've had a few lessons as well, haven't you?
If you're watching this, if I say shit clients and that wounded you, then you're the shit client. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I've learned a couple of lessons. I basically... Yeah, so over in the... In the period of time where we haven't been on air, we went from four to six. So again, it's not like, it's by no means an empire, but six people, you know, that is an increase of a third. And good maths. And like you said, the culture piece is really, really interesting because you almost feel like when you got six, you're much too small to be big.
Yeah.
And you're a little bit too big to be small. So you sit in that weird space in the middle. So like you need some HR software and you need to track holidays.
Yeah.
And you need all that shit that I've just never done.
But you're sort of still quite close.
But you're still quite close to them. But then equally, you need to be able to step back and be like, right, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. This is the mission and the vision. And I'll go work on that stuff. And you guys do delivery. I've recruited some brilliant people recently. Brilliant people. But it took pretty much all summer.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nonsense. It cost... thousands in fees for Indeed and bloody LinkedIn, let alone the sort of the lost time. But equally, I've got, I would say, a couple of people now who are really
embedded
and they are going to be there for the long haul. As long as it's interesting, as long as they can feel growth, as long as they can feel development. So that was a big step for
me.
So I got to the end of last year and I sort of shifted around a couple of the team members in their roles and stuff. Just because, and this is the thing with business, right? It's always moving, it's always evolving.
Yeah.
Just because you've always done what you've done doesn't mean you always have to do it in that way. And if you always do what you've done, you'll always get what you've got.
Also, as well, this relates to you and just from some people that I'm close with, that sometimes things can feel a bit like maybe overwhelming, or things aren't going quite well, or you're not feeling as happy or content or with the business, and you think that, oh my God, it's all wrong. You know, I had someone recently that was like, oh, I think my whole offering's wrong. And actually, when
you
we
talk about me.
No, no.
You're pretending.
A little bit about you, in that recently you've been a little bit like, I feel like you're not working from like that zone of genius. Yeah.
Yes.
And I had this with someone, and it's interesting because actually when we sat down, it was not anything to do with the actual product or the offering.
No.
It was maybe just it needed a bit of tweaking, or it was how they approached their offers, or do you know what I mean? How they saw it. And I think that's another learning curve for you. Like you were saying about it's always evolving. Is that I think it's, especially as an owner of a business, you feel like you've always got to have the answers, but it is just evolving. Mm. And something happens, like you might lose some clients, but actually that's the thing that needed to happen to get you to where you wanted to go.
So it's for context for the lovely listener, in December/January, and we're a small business, you know, six people, we got knocked for about £20,000 in fees. Got knocked by people that I liked and trusted as well, who I no longer like nor trust either, and I was really, really pissed off.
Should have got a boxing glove somewhere. I should have been like,
more than anything, I was annoyed at myself.
Can I get it?
Because there was a couple of, in one particular instance,
I think we need some like undertone music.
Existing work had already been done.
Have you got any like emotional undertone?
If you were that person, I will find you.
And I will kill you. And then I will find you.
The way that I built your brand, I will now pull your brand down.
No, but you won't.
I will fucking crush you.
No, but you won't.
Yeah, but I will.
No, but you won't.
Yeah, I will.
No, but you ain't. Sound like Batman.
I do, don't I?
Lego Batman.
I do, yeah, I've been watching Lego Batman a lot over Christmas. Anyway, but the realisation was actually that you need to have these systems and processes. Mm. You need to have them and stick to them. Things like billing, you know, because one client basically accrued, had overtraded and couldn't pay the bills, and basically told me on like month three, look, I've got no way to pay the bill. I should have fucking stopped the service, but me, being a mug, thinks I can.
Who's mug? Who's mug?
Oh, it's me!
Oh my
it's
God!
Me! It's back, everybody! It's me!
Hey!
Who's a mug?
You, James,
has
been a mug.
Been a right mug.
Oh my God, we didn't know we were going to do this.
No.
You're such a mug.
Yeah, cheers.
And do you know what I go? Oh well, it's just an expensive lesson.
Again,
you just got to draw a line, move on.
Great lesson for £20,000. But anyway, yeah. But
so that's business wrapped up.
That's business.
So that's
took. But we are recording this in January to come out very shortly. So the very beginning part of the year,
yeah,
the second day of the year, I had an absolute flap. And to your point about zone of genius, is like the how I've set everything up is not how I want to run everything.
Yeah,
I drive. I commute more than anybody else in my office. Why? I spend 3 hours in a car every day. I'm getting to the point where I'm just wasting. That's 15 hours a week if I go in every day of the week.
Because I was thinking that. I was thinking that yesterday of how like I end up.
And I could do my things
like,
anywhere.
From 3 o'clock till you're home at like 6:30. I'm like, oh God, I've always got to do the kids, pick up the dinners, the bath and all that. And I was like, oh, wish James could just share it. And then I was like, but then you have your, I sit in a car for 3 hours, like, and that's the thing. It's like
podcast nightmare.
Yeah, what
nightmare.
I don't know what that is.
Kids are better.
Anyway,
nightmare.
So that's really honestly what took up.
I hadn't
so
finished
much.
My thing,
oh, sorry,
by the way.
Carry
you just
on.
Fucking. I forgot how much of a steamroller that you are.
You know when it feels like it's dragging. It's like move along.
But what the point was that in terms of like the model and all that sort of stuff, what I realised is that I need to put different people doing different roles, and then I need to. I'll tell you what. Look, at the end of the day. The conclusion that I came to is that the model is solid. The systems and processes, yes, they may need tweaking. But it's not about the work that needs to change. It's the way that I do the work that needs to change.
Oh, God.
So my realisation was, no, basically I just realised that actually I don't need to commute.
You're a twat.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I need to have, if I'm going to do like sales calls, I could do them on one day, batch
you
all together.
At home and go for lunch. Oh,
no, I'm going to go somewhere local. You're not going to drive to Ilford. But then actually empowering the team internally, like I promoted Sam. Shout out Sam!
Legend!
Sam, who produces this podcast and all of our other podcasts, he's now head of production. And already in that role, he's just doing shit that I've never done before. I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like, he's a smart cookie.
You just got to...
He's a bright spark.
Loosen the strings.
Why do you make it so weird? I haven't kidnapped him. George Michael. No, George what's George he called? Michael. Boy George sort of like chained him to a radiator.
I don't know. Do you remember that? No.
That was fucking weird, wasn't it? Anyway, so that's all the stuff we've covered off there. New staff, never ending recruitment, new offering, shit.
That was business, which took up the whole of the autumn. And then we haven't even spoke about Christmas and moving house.
Yeah, so if you notice, we're in a different set.
Oh my God.
We moved fucking house.
Right, so we knew we were going to have to move house in March this year. And then I do this thing where I'm on Rightmove and I'm like, James.
Which I'm very grateful for now.
James, I found this house. And James is like, fucking hell, I knew you'd do this. Why'd you do this? Why'd you put it in my head? I've got so much going on. I don't want to think about it. And I was like, well, you know,
I'm just sort of looking.
And this came up. Anyway, we decided, no, we don't want to. Who wants to move house before Christmas?
No one.
Of course we don't. So I put the search on hold. And then on a Saturday, the Michael Bublé playlist went on and we put all the decorations up, didn't we?
The Christmas tree, all the decks went up,
all downstairs, like everywhere.
And I said to you, I said, stop fucking looking at how, if we put the tree up, I'm not moving before Christmas.
And then I went on to my Rightmove app and I saw this house that I'd been watching for a while, which I don't think you liked it at first, funny enough, but they'd reduced the price. And I said, look, James.
That's why I liked it.
I think we should look at this. Like, this looks like a really nice house. And he was like, actually, yeah. Phones the agent. This was in the afternoon. So after all day of putting up the decorations, phone the agent. He's like,
I was having my little nap on the sofa, which you hate.
You do that every Saturday. Like, fuck off. You know what I mean? Goes out every morning for like this 2 hour run now because he's training for the fucking marathon.
Oh, to raise money for.
And then he comes out.
Children.
Like, oh, I'm just going to have a fucking nap for 2 hours. Fuck off. Anyway.
You work about 3 hours a day, but you don't have to commute nowhere.
3 hours a day.
Yeah, shut up.
Whatever.
You.
Anyway. Carry on. And the agent was like, I can meet you there in like 10 minutes.
I'd only just woken up as well. And I was like, what's the situation of the house? He's so like, I can see there in 20.
He goes there. And honestly, when he come back, he was just like, I've never seen you so excited. He's like, oh my God, I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. It's amazing. I want it. And I was like, okay. He said, now the only thing is the landlord, he's willing to do a really good deal if you can move in before Christmas. And that was it, wasn't it? And we were like, fuck it, let's do it. And I said, we're
getting
it. So
that was the 2nd of December.
Yeah, so I said,
Saturday
James,
the 2nd of December.
I was like, we're getting that house, got a feeling. So we gave notice. Because we're renting, we're not lying, we're renting.
why haven't we been lying?
Because we're not really. So we gave notice to.
What are you talking about? We're not lying.
I don't know.
Who's going
to be
lying
to? We're talking. You know when people go, oh, moving house, well done. And I'm like, yeah, we're just renting, it's all cool.
We're still moving fucking house, yeah, isn't it?
All right, chill.
You're not lying.
Anyway, so we gave notice to our landlords. And like, yeah, we're going to move out. The last day would be Christmas Eve's when the tenancy ran out. And then the next day we get a message from the agent going, oh, didn't realise, actually on with a dual agent and they took an offer yesterday. Yeah. So it's not available anymore. And I said,
sorry, I've taken a long-term let with an international diplomat.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, we've just handed our notice. What the hell? I was like, and you said, I went, we're going to have to go back to them and just say, really sorry, it's all fallen through. And you went, no, just hold off. So we said, okay, well,
money talks.
Yeah. So the next day we put in a counter offer for a bit more money, but still less than what we were paying.
Yeah.
And they came back and they were like, yeah, 100%. He wants to go with you. And that was it. Like, bang. Epic. So we moved.
So we said to the guy, because we put in loads of, because he didn't think anyone would move in before Christmas. Yeah. He's like, you could probably do a really good deal. You can get a deep clean top to bottom. You could probably get new carpets. You could get
new carpets.
Yeah, he was saying all sorts of shit. He's like, oh yeah, the landlord will be willing to do this, that and the other. So I had gone in with like, okay, we're going to, it'll be X amount, it's still a lot of dough, don't get me wrong, but it'll be X amount of money. I want rent-free period. I want to decorate it because we want to decorate it before we move in. Blah, blah, blah. All that just went out the window. So I'll offer him 200 quid more than,
want it so
than
badly.
The other one. I'll take it next
we'll
Monday.
We'll do whatever we need to.
We'll do the tenant check now. We'll
it was
double...
already clean though. Like it had been massively cleaned.
After, yeah.
Remember our last house that we lived in? Oh my God. The day we took it on, we didn't realise that it hadn't had like a professional clean. And we had about 8 of our friends there that day. And no lie.
Not our friends anymore.
We spent... Why?
Because they hate us after making
us
clean this shit house.
Honestly, it make it sound like really awful, but I think they'd like just done a lot of cooking and all like the handles. Do you remember? We had like little brushes and we were like going around every handle. Anyway, extreme. So this house was lovely, but yeah, we had to decorate it and then we were going to get a removal company, but they
wanted
so much money.
This is the 9th of January. Yeah. 9th of December that we get it agreed.
Yeah.
So we picked up the keys on the...
picked up the keys on the 9th. and then we moved in on the 16th,
yes,
officially. But so this is what we wanted. What we wanted to do was get a removal company that we used before to move all of our stuff. We wanted to pack our house down in the most Marie Kondo style, where anything that didn't bring us joy or anything we didn't need went. Okay, it went to charity, to the dump. It did not come to the new house, okay? Then we wanted to have like a nice crossover period between getting rid of the old house and the new house. We wanted to get a
team to come and decorate it.
That was the plan. And the reality...
Bear in mind, we had 2.5 weeks before Christmas at the time when we picked up the keys.
The reality was I couldn't get any carpet cleaners. Everyone was fully booked. We couldn't get anyone to come and paint unless it was like extortionately priced. Yeah. The removal people wanted like...
Double what they charged us before.
No, I think it was triple.
Was it?
And we were like, absolutely crazy. So
it's only 5 minutes down the road. Bastards.
In the end, we were like, fuck it. Let's just do it ourselves. How hard can it be? And
2 weeks before Christmas.
God, it was absolutely exhausting. My dad, who has got horrific arthritis at the minute, like in his knees, he was like, well, I'll come and help paint. And you know, I don't mind. And I'm like, Dad, you're in pain. And he was like, no, I want to. Like, I don't want to just sit still. So there was me, you and my dad painting this whole house, night and day, wasn't it? While the kids were at my mum's, it was just
that first weekend
on.
When we got the keys. We got the keys on the Friday.
Yeah.
Friday morning, I picked the keys up. Then I had the keys. You were away for a business
thing.
So I had to have the kids. So I brought the kids here after school because they had not seen it.
Yeah,
pizza and fish and chips just sat on the floor, which was brilliant. Mm. It was a really lovely little
memory.
Oh, they
love it here, don't they?
And then we decorated. We decorated for, I think it was 32 hours out of 48 over that weekend where we were
like,
just decorating.
Our friends,
but we got it done,
Gary
didn't we? Gary
and Kelly, turned up at
6 o'clock
at night, and they were just like, right, come on, give us a paintbrush. And it was
decorated
just so
10 o'clock,
full on.
Had a kebab.
And then
the
house, oh my God, we had not packed down well at all. And it ended up being, seriously, any fucking carrier bag, any type of box, everything was just getting shoved in. Honestly, we're still unpacking now, aren't we? And we bought all the shit we didn't want to bring with us.
There was shit from the last house that we moved from the other house. So we've moved three times in 6 years.
Endless.
And we've moved one lot of stuff from when we had a business in 2014. I was like, can we get rid of this fucking paperwork?
Honestly, and then we had a friend that helped us move like the big furniture, but then there was still loads to move around. So my mate Gary's like, come on, you can lug this up the stairs with me. Honestly, it was exhausting.
So bearing in mind, last time we had two professional movers.
Yeah.
Like,
and they just come in, grab
geezers,
it, take it.
And boxed it all up. My pals are, I'll come help you for the day. Then help me for the day, become I'll help you for half the day, because he ended up having a staff Christmas party, which he hadn't thought about. Then he had to get to the staff Christmas party. So from a day to half a day, I can help between 9 and 11.
But brilliant.
So we got all of them big stuff out of the house on the day of moving. At one point, because I had the big van, which was half full. I didn't have my car because it was at the van hire place.
Nightmare.
And there was no food in the house. So I found two half empty cans of soup. And I sat on the tail of the back of the truck.
Oh, that is depressing.
Eating this like semi-cold soup. Going,
and that was
the
same
fuck?
Day that we were
microphone.
Moving. My dad had to go to the hospital. And my dad, who could hardly walk right now, was going to get a bus and two buses. To the hospital. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just going to drive you. And he's like, no, he's one of them. He won't accept help. And then in the end, I had to make up this big plan that actually I need to go to Dunelm, which is just up the road. So then my mum's like, oh, shopping trip.
She
I'll come to Dunelm with
didn't
you.
Didn't realise it was a fucking black,
so
did
James
she?
Is fucking lugging all this stuff and I'm just sat in Dunelm having a piece of cake and a coffee.
Unbelievable.
Shit coffee, but anyway. It was full on, but I have to say, like we said, how nice to get in before Christmas and start making new memories. And it's such a, it's a little bit, well, it isn't smaller, but it is, because a lot of the space in this house, we've got like this garage and utility area, haven't we? But it's such a like homely house. Like we love it. And the kids love it. Their rooms, they love it, don't they? It's just been, yeah, full on. But great. And then, of course, we had to re-put up, which was the most soul-destroying, up all the fucking decorations again. And
so put them up in the old house on the day that we found this house. Had to put
had
them
to
down
them
the
down
following
again.
Weekend.
I did actually Google that whole, like, where you just wrap it in cling film. But no, we didn't do that.
No.
Yeah, so did it all again. Everything just looked amazing. We've had a lovely Christmas here. It was super fun. But now we've, like, taken it all down, haven't we, the decorations. And it's a bit like, oh, we actually need to start putting our pictures on the wall. Yeah, still lots to do.
It will be a work in progress.
But that and all that was going on whilst, no lie, we had fucking nativity plays. Do you remember we had like Christmas parties and George's
projects?
And I was like, oh, we're not going to go. And I was like, no, we've got to go. So we're going to this Christmas party at George's nursery with these elves singing and all this sort of stuff. And then Louis.
Went down to the coast to do a content shoot. They flew back to go to a fucking party with
Louis,
an elf.
Louis had a.
Nobody wanted to go to.
Louis had a nativity play where he was a donkey, had two lines. He's very excited. I think we
I
got there.
I got the
time wrong as well. So we got there mega early, weren't we?
Oh, and we're absolutely like, front row. It's awkward.
And then it's like just navigating Christmas, like whilst living in all this chaos, like making sure that everyone's got a present and all those little things. And
but
like, we did it.
Done it.
But I remember like Louis, he was like, I said, if you want to write cards to your mates, you're doing it. I'm not doing it. And he sat there, bless him, and he wrote them all out one by one. And I was like, brilliant. I feel like I've really achieved something. And then he comes out of school that fucking day and he's like, look what I've got. And I'm like, what's that? One of the fucking kids has given all the children, not just a card that's been handwritten, but a little bag with free Christmas tree cookies, like home-baked.
Also home-baked.
And I'm like...
Who does that?
Amazing, but
who
no. Because it just makes us feel
lovely,
like awful parents.
Oh, I thought it was great.
No,
though.
I'm joking. It was great. But
shout
yeah,
out to them.
I feel like we deserve a medal just for getting through that.
Congratulations,
so
champ.
Well done. But we are now back. We're settled. Yes, we've still got boxes to unpack.
39 minutes later, the end result of that is that we're back.
We're back.
Is that it?
We're back. We are back. And we're back with us, with a difference. We're going to maybe mix it up a little bit. We're going to have more people coming on the show.
Yes, we
and
are.
And more than anything.
Some other couples.
More than anything as well.
Keys in a bowl.
Not just couples, though. All different.
Okay. Who are you talking about?
Well, the lady's going to hopefully come and design
our
future.
Oh, yes.
And there might be someone coming on to help us
people
with our
wealth
management.
Who can help you with your business or your marriage.
Yeah. So it's going to be mixing it up. But what we want more than anything is for you guys to join in with the show.
Yes.
So send us voice notes on Instagram at Business Marriage Pod. That would be amazing. It could be sharing a funny story or just sharing a story. It could be about marriage. It could be about life, about business. You might want to ask us a question. You might have a challenge.
We're going to do shout outs still. So if you've got a small business, we'll shout you out. If you've got an event, if you've got a charity,
yes.
If you've got something going on.
100%. We want this podcast to really feature you guys, the listeners, because... If we're honest, not to get all slushy, that's why we wanted to come back so bad. We've missed it because some of the feedback we've been getting has been great. And there's so many more great couple podcasts out there now that we're just determined to...
smash them.
To smash them.
Anyway.
You went Irish then.
I can fucking smash it, like. Anyway.
Oh, I do an impression.
Go on. Do your best Irish impression.
To be sure.
Oh my God.
So bad.
It is awful.
It's just bad.
Borderline, I guess, Irish racist.
No, don't.
I've just said it. Anyway, thank you for tuning back in. Business Marriage is back, baby. We'll be back every single week because we've committed. We made an oath.
Yes, we have.
We can't lie to you about that now. As I say, we're going to have more shout outs, more fun, more games, more of your engagement. Get in touch with us on Insta. Yeah, loads more bullshit. Some guests, some insights. Next episode, tune in because we're going to check out
our compatibility.
If we are still compatible. Ooh. Have we still got it 19 years later?
Is that
we still...
how many years?
2000 and...
Wow. 20 years this year.
Is it?
2004.
Was it?
Fuck. Is that 20 years?
Is
that 20 year anniversary?
2006.
No, oh, 2000.
No, it wasn't. Jesus Christ. Bye, everybody. This is so new.
No.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.